This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and I'm here with Dave, and we are looking forward to playing against the Nuggets tomorrow night. Man, we're pumped up about the season getting underway, and we're getting closer and closer. Two more preseason games, and then we're on to the regular season. At this point, we are yet to get a win. The Nuggets have not got a win this preseason either, and neither have the Lakers. And right now, everybody's paying attention to what's going on in LA with Russ and everything. But yeah, another team that without a win, the LA Lakers are playing tonight, actually.
Yeah, that shouldn't be any surprise for anybody that's been watching the NBA basketball for the last 10 years. So Russ is just one of those guys that he turns over the ball a lot, but you just got to get used to it. You'll be all right, LA. You'll be all right. Coach D had a great little time that he was able to talk to our press today. I want to go ahead and highlight some of the things that he talked about. Derek Favors is playing tomorrow. We're going to be able to see him tomorrow. That's going to be exciting to see how he's going to be used in this game, or in the Thunder games. Also, Coach D said the starters will see an increase in minutes from today or tomorrow and the next day. So this is going to be really exciting stuff to be able to see our players, our guys, be out there for extended minutes. I really don't care who we play. It doesn't matter. But the reality is getting these guys more minutes to see how they're going to all do together is going to be exciting. I'm excited personally about Derek Favors. I feel like he's going to play a huge role on this team, whether he plays half the year and then is traded or he plays a full year. His leadership, his confidence, his NBA veteran presence is going to be huge for this team. So I'm really excited about him being able to be out there. Isaiah Roby's going to learn a lot. JRE is going to learn a lot. These guys are going to really be able to step up some big ways.
Man, I'm just loving this team right now. You know, we've got such a great, you know, core at the starting group. There's a little bit of question who will be that five, but you look at who we've got there with SGA, Dort, and Bazley, on top of Giddy fitting in there. And then you move on to that bench, and I'm in love with that two-guard lineup that we have with Teo and Ty Jerome. I'm a big fan of Kenny and Gabriel Deck. And obviously, you know, we already talked about the five situation, so that's kind of a flexible situation. But my passion for this team goes deeper than that. You know, I'm looking at number, 11, 12, 13, and I really think that we're going to see some great things happen in the G League. I'm a big fan of what this team can do, and I love that these rookies, Trey Mann and Aaron Wiggins, that they're going to keep contributing to see what they can do. But for sure, when I look at this team and I say, what gets me the most excited, I think Teo and Ty off the bench, man, people are going to be surprised with how deep this team really is.
Yeah, man, our young guards off the bench are going to be phenomenal to watch. Mark kind of hit on, talked on it a second ago. I just want to go over it again right now. Trey Mann, Aaron Wiggins, Teo Maladon, and Ty, right? Man, I'm telling you, these four guys right here, it's going to be fun when they get on the court at the same time, and you know they will more than one time. These guys are going to be out there at all times playing, being mixed in with the other groups. You throw Kenny Hustle in there, it doesn't matter, man. We could go small ball on a lot of teams with our second team and really create some massive, massive issues. I just love this. I get really hyped up like you do. But the thing about my hype is the fact is that I think about the press conferences that Sam has done. I think about the interviews that Coach D has done. And I listen to all the Oklahoma City Thunder fans and the other media people that they have talking out there. And they all kind of say the same thing. They all think that these guys are okay with a tank, that's what we're going for. But the reality is every single time we hear an interview with one of the brass, they all say the same thing. We're going into this year on a blank slate. It's a blank slate. This is not them saying, hey, we're going to go ahead and go tank. They're not going to be telling us one thing and going behind their back and doing another thing. That's not how Sam Presti does things. So for me, this is a really big moment for us to be able to watch and observe exactly what Sam Presti means when he says a blank slate, because I feel like this is a massive missing piece to the puzzle to what they're going to be doing this year. Because personally, I think we're going to be competing for a playoff position. That's different from competing for a championship. But we are going to be competing for a playoff position. And I think that will be really fun to watch this year as this team really starts to mingle and get together and start working out and really doing the things that they're doing right now, but starting to do them at a higher pace and a faster pace. Because the reality is that as the preseason keeps on going, the faster pace the season gets going, the faster the pace these guys get going, and it's going to be fun to watch. I know the season starts and everybody seems like they have like on cement shoes and it takes them a while to get going. But 2 or 3 weeks into the season, man, this is going to be really exciting to see how this team really starts pulling through.
So I just saw this article and I was just reading the headline, but apparently Cade Cunningham is losing patience with the Pistons front office. And I just think it's hilarious how, you know, we heard a lot of people who thought that the right move was to go for Cade, but, you know, we never fell for that. We never believed that Cade was the real target for this team. And you contrast the fact that before game one, Cade Cunningham is apparently dissatisfied with what's going on with the management. And can you imagine Josh Giddey in any way being anything but incredibly happy to be with the Thunder? I mean, it's unbelievable how much people made a fool of themselves last year trying to go for Cade Cunningham or trying to cheer for the team to go for Cade Cunningham. And those same people are going to make complete asses of themselves again this year.
Which is strange saying a player of Cade's talent just doesn't fit with our future. But Mark is right here. Is I would never have said no to Cade coming onto this team, but I would have disagreed if we had given up a Josh Giddey for him. That is where I feel like the turning point is. And if you listen to our episodes talking about the pre-draft process, the first guy we talked about was Josh Giddey. We really went to depth about why we liked him. And to me, this was a turning point for Mark and I to recognize that Cade Cunningham was just not it. And all these people that were drooling over Cade Cunningham and the possibility that we could get Cade and another player, it was just nonsense. And that's when Mark and I really took a step back and were able to recognize that if we had one pick, just one pick in this draft, who would we decide to go after? Would we trade up in the draft to get one player? And who would that be? And that's when we kept on going back to Josh Giddey over and over and over again. Even sitting in, listening to the draft process, when Josh Giddey was available, both Mark and I got excited. We knew this was the moment. We knew that this was the guy that we needed for our future. And that's why we look at this team and we can't help but get incredibly excited, because this team is designed and it's laid out for the future. And not just right now, like we're going to be able to play and compete, but we're talking about 3 or 4 years from now when everybody is peaking at the same time. This team is going to look filthy. And that's what Mark and I get excited about. Yes, now, this season, 2022 season, is going to be fun to watch. But man, it is not the reason that Mark and I are getting totally hyped up about this team. You look at this team in 2 or 3 years, 4 years, that is what's going to make Mark and I excited about. And I promise you, in that 2, 3, 4 range, we're going to be looking at staring at a championship, if not a berth to the a championship or a chance to get to the championship game. I'm telling you, this team is going to be elite in a couple years. They are already looking at Shea as being one of those players, and I'm telling you guys, Dort is just as special. So just hold on to your horses. I know there's a lot of shit going on in the air right now, a lot of noise, people talking. Drown that out. Focus on what Sam Presti has been talking about. Focus on what Coach D has been talking about. Focus on what the leaders of the team have been talking about. After you've been able to accumulate all that stuff, you'll be able to understand exactly where Mark and I are coming from. So don't get caught up in with all the other noise going on, the Oklahoma City Thunder noise.
You know, I realize it's a little bit early in the season to get carried away, but, you know, we've watched a few preseason games or a couple, and it's time that we kind of look back and we say, you know, what do we know about this team and what can we expect that will be a part of this identity going forward? And one thing that I really believe is when we have Dort and SGA and Giddey out there, I really have the sense that no lead is safe. And we've noticed in the past, like, being a part of the Thunder meant you never gave up and we keep competing. And coming back from 20 points is something we do somewhat on a regular basis. And I have the sense that this team is going to be the same way. And I know that that's not like a discovery or anything, but I really believe that the way that we utilize the three-point line, no lead is safe, and we're going to continue to compete for all 48 minutes of every single game.
Yeah, man, and we're looking at a sweet, I think, 8 or 9 days until the season starts. We're single digits. This season's happening quickly, guys. Man, I mean, this is it. Balls to the wall. The Oklahoma City Thunder are coming for a chance to get that playoff spot. If you guys don't understand and can't get on along with it, that's fine. There's a lot of other podcasts that are content with the Oklahoma City Thunder losing, and please go listen to them. You get a lot of random insight, and to me, the reality is that we're just one of those podcasts that really want to stay focused on being positive to this team, staying focused on being positive about the front office, being positive about the coaching staff, and the way the player developments are happening. So please stick along with us as long as you want to do that, and we'd love to continue talking with you guys. So again, thanks again for listening to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Dave, that was Mark, and we'll be back for another episode coming up here. And just as a reminder, this episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.